tonight I just really want to share something that's very basic, I think, but also very important, gitu, which is prayer. Jadi ceritanya tuh, just a little background. Maybe in July, I went to, I was given the opportunity untuk pergi retret 8 hari. It was a silent retreat, Ignatian silent retreat. It was the first retreat that I've been to yang segitu berpanjang dan segitu silent. Yeah. Yeah. So, kenapa bisa ikutan? Karena the year previous to that, ikutan yang sesi lagi ikut sekarang, Ignatian spiritual exercise. And itu tuh prosesnya 10 minggu, selama 10 minggu every once a week ketemu, terus diajarin untuk berdoa, spiritual method gitu. Ignatian method, which is, yeah, you pray, nanti kita bakal ngomongin lagi gimana dengan tekniknya gitu. But anyway, waktu dulu pergi, and I did it, ya udah gitu, I did it. Itu di situ diminta setiap hari kita berdoa 1 jam untuk meditate gitu. And okay, I did it kurang lebih. Tapi kemudian at the end of the 10 weeks sama sekali bubar gitu. Because nggak tahu, I don't know, maybe because I thought belum sadar begitu berapa begitu penting berdoa itu. And actually antara selesai periode that 10 weeks is over sama I started the retreat, there was about a period maybe 7-8 months. Dan interestingly, my prayer life itu it just tanked down setelah 10 minggu itu. Even before, it was worse than before I started the 10 weeks. So there, I just want to remind you guys itu, we are in constant spiritual battle. The moment we wake up in the morning, we're on spiritual battle. And I don't think the devil liked it when I had a prayer life. So the temptation to not pray, I think tripled or quadrupled maybe. So as we grow in our prayer, I think that's something that we have to be aware of. Not to be afraid, because we just have to acknowledge that it's there, the temptation is there. But do not be afraid, you know. Our God is much bigger than that. So, anyways, I went to the retreat, and so I just wanted to tell you what I got from the retreat. Yaitu betapa pentingnya doa, ya. One of the things that was said on the retreat, itu tuh dibilang bahwa prayer, itu it can affect our salvation. That's how important prayer is. And actually, Pope, our current Pope juga bilang itu, bahwa he was quoting a great saint, Saint Alphonsus. Saint Alphonsus itu, in case you don't know, he's the one that suggests kita punya pengakuan dosa, yeah, confession. So that's very integral saint in our life, in our Christian life. And Saint Alphonsus said, prayer is a necessary and certain means of obtaining salvation and all the graces that we require for that object. Those who pray will be saved, and those who do not pray will be damned. So it's something that struck me. Okay, oh my gosh, it's so important to pray. And then, ini udah diratrat gitu ya, tapi tetap aja, I still couldn't get it gitu, kayak, okay, I'm supposed to pray, dan waktu diratrat tuh, we're supposed to pray at least 5 hours a day. Because there's nothing else to do. You eat, you sleep, and you pray, and that's like 24 hours kan, so 5 hours is the minimum. So, well, I didn't pray for 5 hours, I slept. Ngantuk. It was really hard to do that. Actually, within that 8 days, selama setengah, I really struggled to do my prayer life. And I know 5 hours sounds like a lot, tapi kalau di retret, things are supposed to be easier. Gitu. So 5 hours is maybe like a regular hour for us yang lagi ngeretret. So I was really struggling. I was even in a retreat. And then I realized bahwa, and it's also another thing yang in the diajarin di Ignatian, bahwa prayer is a supernatural act. It's not natural for us. It's natural for us to sin. So, for example, like my nieces, nggak ada gitu ya yang ngajarin, tapi dia mereka bisa bohong gitu. Mereka bisa bohong. Gak ada yang ngajarin. They just have this tendency to get what they want, to be a little bit selfish and lie if they have to. And it's just something so natural for us. But tapi berdoa is something that's unnatural for us. So we need the grace of God to be able to pray. And so I was struggling that first half of the retreat. And then I realized that something changed to the other half. And two things happened. First thing was confession. The second thing was rosary. So those two things, if you guys are struggling in your prayer life, those two things will help you. At least I can guarantee it will help you. So the first thing is confession. Why does confession help us? Well, we pray because it's something that is supernatural, right? It's not coming from us. Itu berasal dari Allah gitu. It's just completely 100% the grace of God. I try to pray with my own power and I fail like that. Ngantuk gitu. So I cannot. It's all, you have to beg for the mercy of God. And when I mean begging, I mean begging. Bukannya like how I was when I first did it on that 10 weeks. Kayak beggingnya tuh kayak malu-malu gitu, kayak setengah-setengah gitu, Tuhan. So I wasn't really begging. I was like, this is formality for me. I'm just, Tuhan, help me. No, but you really have to beg. Kayak, get down on your knees if you have to. See yourself as somebody who, you know, like that leper yang di a couple weeks ago ada bacaan kan. The leper who is so desperate untuk the mercy of Jesus supaya bisa sembuhin dia gitu. Or the woman sinner who was crying on the feet of Christ supaya dia bisa, supaya dosa bisa diampuni yang cuci kakinya Yesus dengan rambutnya. So beg with that kind of intensity. Kayak, and I'll teach you a prayer. It's really simple that can hopefully help us to get there. And so that's the first thing. You beg for mercy. So praying is something that's not natural for us, right? And to pray, we need the grace of God. And God, if we beg like that, God is such a merciful God that dia gak mungkin gitu menolak. Somebody with a broken and contrite heart, minta tolong sama dia, God, help me, I want to pray. It's impossible. It's not his nature to turn back on such a request. So God will send us his mercy and his grace, tapi karena kita penuh dengan dosa, kita tuh gak bisa menerima the grace of God. So it's like, imagine kayak kita tuh mangkok yang banyak batu-batunya, dan God wants to pour us his grace, his water, tapi gak cukup gitu, cuma bisa sedikit aja karena we have all these stones inside of this plate, inside of this bowl, yang gak bisa, it cannot, there's no space. So the stones are our sins and our transgressions. Dan caranya supaya kita bisa mengeluarkan those stones is through confession. And I got really into it for a while gitu ya. I used to go to the priest and after daily mass langsung kejar dia gitu. Stop, I want to confess my sin gitu. And itu juga salah sih, karena I didn't prepare it well gitu. I would just be praying about something, oh, I think that's a sin, and then I would run and wait. I think a good confession needs to be well prepared. So a good and well prepared confession will make a difference. So that will help us remove the stones di dalam our sins kita di dalam kehidupannya kita. And that's why. And kita juga bisa gitu ya, how, I'm sure you've heard the saying kayak, Lord, more of you and less of me. Itu juga, it's another way for us to attain more grace. Gitu. Kalau kita menyangkal diri. Dan kalau kita, if we say no to the little things that make our life, the little pleasures in our life, we say no, itu, then kita accept more Christ. We're kind of denying ourselves. Jadi sehingga kita, again, we're removing these little things in our life. And it's a process. But I guarantee you, those things will help you untuk to obtain more grace for you to pray. So, one thing is confession. That's confession. And the second thing is rosary. Rosary is so important, and I think our Catholic faith is so blessed. Gitu, kita punya Mother Mary, gitu. And yeah, Mother Mary. And Mother Mary, kalau ada satu favorite devotional of PJP 2, PJP 2, itu one of his favorite devotional was based on Saint Mary the Font, and it's a 33 days. Mary the Montfort. It's 33 days devotion, and I was reading through sebelum melakukan 33 hari devotion itu, you're supposed to read a booklet, and I was reading that booklet, and ada satu gambaran that I really love about Mary, and the gambaran itu, so imagine that kita tuh were full of sins and our inability, and it's just our nature. So we're just sin. We're just sinful. And the Lord God is sinless. So He's the opposite of sin. That is His nature. So imagine that kita tuh ketingin membawa satu permohonan atau mungkin persembahan atau mungkin we just want to connect to God. Tapi our transgression itu tuh benar-benar it's just all around us. Kayak seakan-akan dosa itu kan digambarkan sebagai kotor, satu yang kotor gitu ya. So, just imagine we're wearing something dirty gitu, from top to bottom we're just dirty. And, tapi kita punya apel dan kita tuh kepingin persembahkan apel ini, which is, it could be our permohonan, atau it could be our prayers, or it could be our supplications, whatever, kita mau kasih ke Allah Bapa gitu. But as a beggar, it's really tough to go to a king who is Almighty and all-powerful. It's really tough. But, kalau misalnya, and this is the role of Mother Mary, she is a queen who will come, pick up her apple, and put it on the golden tray, and she herself will deliver that to the Father. And, now suddenly, it's so fitting for a king, because the queen herself is bringing it with a golden tray to the king. So, Mother Mary is our shortcut to heaven, to salvation. So pray the rosary. And pray it well, because, and I know it's going to be really tough, because I struggle with this too. Terutama waktu di retret itu, I just remembered that I have never done a good rosary in my life. I remembered waktu itu, kayak, that revelation came to me. Kayak, and I tried really hard waktu di retret. I would be praying the rosary. I would be like, okay, Salam Maria, penuh rahmat, ntar malam makan apa ya? Yeah, darn it, gitu, kayak, I cannot even control it. So, it's so, my mind is like so all over the place. And it's really tough, but that's okay. God is good. Try it anyways. Certain things yang bisa membantu kita untuk to stop our mind from going everywhere. Itu tuh kalau misalnya, we have to ask ourselves, is our life full of disorder? Because my life was full of disorder. Like, I didn't know what time I would be home. I didn't know what time I would wake up. I don't know what time I would come back from work. I don't know what time, you know, I finish hanging out with my friends. It's very unstructured. Gitu. Dan kalau misalnya hidup kita penuh, I mean, we don't have a set schedule, then susah gitu, karena we don't allow ourselves to kind of digest all the things that we have to do. Jadi waktu kita begitu kita silent, suddenly all these things come rushing in, and it'd be so tough for us to kind of focus and pray. So one suggestion is to schedule your life. Is it possible to put a schedule to your life? Jadi seandainya a thought comes to your head, just acknowledge it and then just let it go. So that could be another technique yang bisa dipakai. So those two things, it's really important. And if ever kalau di kehidupan doa kalian lagi mampet gitu atau lagi you're struggling, then consider those two things. I really highly recommend it. Those two things, confession sama just ask for Mother Mary's help for it. So I wanna do a little a little exercise. So if we could just open up. Oh, so now we're actually gonna try to pray, gitu ya. Originally, kalau misalnya di the 10 weeks that I did, Casey's going through, itu dikasih tahu tekniknya. It's an hour, right? So jadi tekniknya itu. In the beginning, sebelum, before the hour, you read a Bible scripture. I would suggest kayak mungkin gospel reading gitu. And then you do three things. The first is you read it, and then you try to visualize orang-orangnya gitu, karakter-karakternya. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is you listen. Jadi pertama visual, terus yang kedua audio. You listen, terus coba dengerin gitu mereka conversationsnya apa. And you don't just listen in passing, tapi benar-benar listen and then try to get meanings out of it. And we'll do this exercise together. Terus yang ketiga, you actually see them in action. Okay. Jadi visual, audio, sama video. We'll try it and see if it makes sense. That's the first option. I want to close this later with maybe a silent 5 minutes meditation. And I really want that. I don't know where your prayer life is right now. But I just want to encourage us, all of us, to pray, because friends, our prayer life or our spiritual life, itu tuh enggak datar. We don't live in a flat area for our spirituality. We live in an inclined area. Jadi kalau misalnya we're in the same place as we were in the past, then it means that kita udah merosot gitu. And again, it could cost us our salvation gitu. That's how important it is. And salvation doesn't only mean, you know, you're going to go to hell or you're not going to go to heaven. Salvation is not as simple as that. And I don't want to oversimplify it either. Salvation means also that God is calling us to completely live our lives to the fullest. To the fullest. We don't even have any idea. Gitu. Tuhan tuh, when He created us, He had this image, this vision that He wants us to do, what He wants us to become. And we don't even have any idea about what it is that God wants us to do. But it's great things. It's just so many amazing things that God wants to do through you guys and through myself. And but unless we have that prayer life, it's really tough untuk to do ministry, to get to know God better, to serve Him better. It's really tough. So I imagine this boat that has you know, it's a big boat, right? Kita we do so many things for our community. It's a big boat. Tapi anchornya kecil gitu. It's, you know, you're gonna go all over the place and you're not gonna have any destination. You're gonna be lost. So in the same thing, kalau anchornya terlalu gede, tapi nggak ada, there's nothing that you can do with it, then it's just gonna drag you and sink. So kalau misalnya kita punya prayer life, it will lead to action. It will lead to a greater faith and it will lead to action. I don't know what the action is. I don't know what God is calling you to be or to do, but it will be amazing. And I'm so excited, terutama karena kita masih muda, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 17-an. It's gonna be so amazing, gitu. And God works through young people. I mean, we have. That's the thing about young people. Gitu. We're so passionate about something. And if God can use that, it's just, I cannot imagine itu. Kalau misalnya Mudika, all of the members punya prayer life, I mean, Mudika can touch so many different souls, so many souls that we don't even think of. And for the greater and glory and honor of God, right? So, let's go to the example. Oh, what I was going to say, I forgot. So this is an hour prayer. Yang, I know an hour could be a little bit intimidating, right? Is it just me?
Yeah.
Okay. To me, to me, it's very intimidating, and it hasn't stopped being intimidating. It still seems very high. And again, like what I mentioned, every single day is a struggle. You know, every single day is a struggle, and it's a spiritual battle. And you gotta pray. You gotta pray for the grace to be able to do it. And because I've done this talk for a few times, right? And I realized that an hour is a little bit tough for people. And so I propose a second solution. What about you do? I don't know. Again, I don't know what your spiritual. Yeah, I don't know what your spiritual level is. But like what I mentioned, we're on an incline. So pick something that works for you. But let's say 5 minutes. I don't want you guys to stay there forever, but I want all of us to have a prayer life. So a prayer life is all about commitment. Okay, you say to God, God, I will make this commitment every day, preferably at the same time, because again, commitment. Okay, you make the conscious decision and give it your best hour, because you don't want to give God your leftover hour. Whatever that is, okay. Misalnya, okay, I've done everything on my list. Now I'm gonna pray. Don't do that. Give it your most productive hour, and if it's 5 minutes, then give it your most productive 5 minutes. whatever your range is. So whatever you're comfortable with, start with that, and but don't stop there. Don't stop there. And if I could suggest, I would suggest something. Maybe, I would suggest something. Okay, if 5 minutes is easy, then don't go for easy. Maybe do 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And make that commitment every day in the silence with nothing, no distraction. And that's what meditation is all about. Because in the silence of our heart, God speaks and we listen. Kata siapa po? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's so true. And apalagi di in our daily life, everything is so loud. Yeah, everything is so loud. So whatever minute or whatever hour you choose, make it a commitment every day at the same hour, and just pray and just be still. So I'm gonna share with you some things that you can pray about. The first one is very easy. You just say these words. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I'm sure you've heard about it before. So, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And you could just meditate on that over and over again. And then just be silent however long you want it. That's one method. Another method yang diajarin di Ignatian spiritual exercise itu, yang what I mentioned gitu ya, audio, video, sama visual, audio, sama video. So let's read today's daily reading. Ada yang punya nggak? Matius 9:9 sampai 13. Hari ini patron saint-nya Saint Matthew, right? The patron saint of IRS.
He's
a tax collector.
Tax collector.
Matius 9:9 sampai 13. Baca bareng-bareng.
Matius memunculkan Yesus. Setelah Yesus pergi dari situ, ia melihat seorang yang bernama Matius duduk di rumah cukai. Lalu ia berkata kepadanya, ikutilah aku. Maka berdirilah Matius lalu mengikuti dia. Kemudian ketika Yesus makan di rumah Matius, datanglah banyak pemungut cukai dan orang berdosa dan makan bersama-sama dengan dia dan murid-muridnya. Pada waktu orang Farisi melihat hal itu, berkatalah mereka kepada murid-murid Yesus, "Mengapa gurumu makan bersama-sama dengan pemungut cukai dan orang berdosa?" Yesus mendengarnya dan berkata, "Bukan orang sehat yang memerlukan tabib, tetapi orang sakit. Jadi pergilah dan pelajarilah arti firman ini. Yang kukehendaki ialah belas kasihan dan bukan persembahan, karena aku datang bukan untuk memanggil orang benar, melainkan orang berdosa."
Demikianlah sabda Tuhan. So, kita coba. So this is salah satu cara gitu untuk I really recommend juga kalau misalnya mau meditate, you meditate on the gospel or on the Bible lah, basically. Okay, so kalian masih mau baca ulang lagi atau we're good? We're good? Okay. So sekarang kita coba ya, tadi yang pertama-tama visual kan. Siapa aja yang tadi kita baca, karakternya siapa aja? Okay. And imagine the character tuh kayak mereka just a snapshot gitu. So you see them and then you're looking at them and you're not just looking at them, tapi you're really looking deep into their soul. Okay, well, who is this person? Who is this person? What is he wearing? What is he, raut mukanya kayak apa gitu. So yeah, Jesus. How do you guys see him? Okay. Raut mukanya gimana? What is he? Is he upset? Is he
He's blending in.
Or is he he's about to talk to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. He saw a man. I mean, what is his expression? Is he surprised? Or is he, was he disgusted? Was he kayak biasa aja, kayak cuek, excited? Was that?
Excited.
Okay, yeah. I mean, mungkin, yeah, could be. Karena is it new?
Oh yeah, bisa makan ya.
Yeah, he is human.
Yeah.
And then who else do we see?
Matthias.
What does he look like? About, he's a tax collector,
yeah.
So he's rich.
Yeah, rich.
He's filthy rich.
Yeah. Big.
Yeah. He's probably a little bit. Mm-hmm. He probably, yeah, bajunya bagus. Mungkin pakai, you know, berlian or whatever. I don't know what time. Waktu zaman itu mereka pakai apa, yeah. And raut mukanya kayak gimana? Because he's looking at Jesus, or maybe he didn't look at Jesus. What is he doing right now? Mungkin lagi he's sitting. Yeah, he's sitting at the text booth. Mm-hmm. So who else do we have here? In Matthew's house, yeah. Many tax collectors and sinners. Probably, what do you guys see as tax collectors? The other tax collectors, kayak apa? Mirip-mirip sama dia?
Yeah,
yeah. And sinners. I mean, how do you imagine these sinners?
Sama kayak kita-kita lah.
Yeah.
Mukanya.
Yeah, normal people.
Yeah. When I read this, I see myself gitu, duduk di situ juga. Because I'm a sinner. And I also see, I don't know, orang-orang yang zaman dulu di label as sinners gitu. And that's the type of thing, gitu. You try to reflect it to yourself. Do we label anybody sinners? Do we know anybody that, mungkin kita gak sadar gitu ya, tapi waktu kita reflect kayak, subconsciously, that guy, yeah, he's a sinner. That's why I don't associate myself with him. We do that. And whenever you do a reflection, you try to bring it to yourself. Try to do it through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And who else is there?
Murid
Yesus came and ate with Jesus and his disciples. Murid-murid Yesus gimana waktu mereka lihat Yesus nyantrek banget gurunya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point of the in Matthew, mereka udah Maybe like about a year mereka udah bersama-sama Yesus gitu. So, well, maybe not a year. Ini baru-baru sih. Maybe a couple months, something like that. So, they're still pretty new. So,
udah pernah melihat Yesus ngelakuin
miracles, yes.
So, what now?
Mm-hmm. Mungkin mereka cuma kayak, what's going on now? Gitu. Kayak mereka,
what's next?
Yeah, what's next? And, yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, karena untuk orang yang sudah experience Jesus personally, you sort of wonder gitu, what's next? What's next, God?
Mereka enggak bilang, ngapain sih ini Yesus kok gila mm-hmm. gitu. Mereka tahu kalau Yesus bakal ngakuin something good, but what? Mm-hmm. Now what's next?
Yeah. And when I reflect on this, I feel the same way gitu kayak sometimes I wonder gitu, Jesus, what are you up to? What are you up to? What are you up to? this is different. What are you up to? Gitu. What are you up to with my life? What are you up to with the things that happen in my life or in my friend's life? So what are you up to? I know you're a good God, but I just couldn't quite understand what it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then who else is there?
Pharisees.
The Pharisees, yes. And how do you guys see these Pharisees? Yeah, they're super righteous. They're probably older. Pharisee is the only older guy, huh? Older men. And then baju-bajunya juga.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pharisees have this attitude di mana kayak God has given me richness because I'm good, so I'm gonna show it off because I'm good. So yeah, they probably are very, very well dressed. Yeah, I think that's it. Do you guys have anything else that you see here? No? Okay, so coba kita lihat lagi dari sekarang kita coba dengar what's going on here. Siapa any conversation yang kita dengar situ?
Mari ikut aku.
Yeah, that's how do you kalau kita dengerin suaranya Yesus kayak gimana gitu atau dia bilang follow me.
She'd be sorrow but still who's this guy? Matthias nggak tahu kan? Matthias ini.
That's a question.
Yeah.
I think he I would say that
he never met Jesus.
Never met Jesus, but at this point Jesus is quite famous, so
yeah.
I would say
he heard
about people. Jesus, yeah. So follow me, kayak kalau misalnya kalian dengerin sendiri that personal call, how does it sound? Does it sound like soft? Does it sound firm? Does it sound firm? Follow me. Apparently it's so strong that Matthew doesn't even, yeah, it's so attractive, that voice is so kaya hypnotizing maybe, it's just such a pull towards Matthew, right? And then, what else, what other conversation do we hear here? There's other conversations yang walaupun gak tertulis, tapi kan disini, as Jesus was having a meal in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with Jesus and his disciples. I'm sure it was not a quiet dinner. So what do you guys hear about during that dinner?
Party?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dinner.
Yeah.
How much you collected today?
Do you? You think so? Because I think maybe they used to talk like that. I think with the presence of Jesus, can you imagine the kind of conversation it is?
Yeah.
I don't think mereka cuma jaga image gitu.
I think they're questioning.
I think they really they're having a conversion right here. I think dimana kayak yeah, like what Matthew is experiencing. I think the presence of Jesus in the middle of them, it's so yeah. I think it just changed their dinner conversation gitu. Mungkin dari yang biasanya kayak oh I collected this much gitu. But just imagine, okay, what kind of conversations are they having? And this is something that you can meditate for a long time. But I'm just, we don't have to do it today. Cuman mau kasih contoh aja. Yeah. So what kind of conversation would you say? I mean, you feel like so touched, you feel so honored. Here's a rabbi, he's a super famous rabbi at this point. And mereka udah kebiasaan gitu sama rabbi, dianggapnya kayak, you know, just somebody who's sinners. Just maybe confused. I mean, what kind of I don't even know how to say it. Maybe it was silent. Could be.
Katanya ex-collector waktu zaman dulu itu dianggap sebagai kayak Lord Shark sekarang. So maybe they themselves feel that they're actually not that good people gitu. I guess kalau misalnya tiba-tiba didatengin somebody yang famous dan gitu, mereka jadi takut.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more like silent and basic. So
yeah.
What should we do?
Yeah, absolutely. It could be. And then there's also the conversations with Pharisees. Mm-hmm. And the Pharisees saw this. They said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Can you just imagine waktu mereka bilang kayak gimana gitu suaranya? Apparently mereka nggak berani ngomong sama Yesus gitu. Mereka ngomongnya sama muridnya. Gitu. What's wrong with the teacher?
Why is he there?
Yeah. Why is he there? It's like,
no, why is the Pharisee
there? Oh, why is the Pharisee there?
Mereka mau cari.
And this is scandalous. What Jesus is doing is scandalous. This is.
Karena orang Farisi itu tipenya yang kayak ikutin lo banget. More than
super scandalous what he's doing. So and then. Listen to Jesus. I guess Jesus overheard them, or maybe they asked really loud. Gitu. Yeah, Jesus di situ. Where is your teacher? Because he answered, right? Those who are healthy don't need a physician, but those who are sick do. And again, just try to listen in, and we don't have to do it tonight. But then he said, "Go and learn what the saying means." And here he's quoting from Old Testament. "I want mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Bisa kebayang gak sih waktu Yesus ngomong kayak gitu, how does the others feel gitu about it? That's really something to take fruit of.
Super.
Yeah. Mungkin ada luka-luka yang mereka dulu, tiba-tiba, you know, somebody seeing them from a different perspective. And I think God is that way with you guys, with me. Bahwa sometimes I feel so misunderstood, and God sees me from a different way. Gitu. He sees me as I am, with all my weaknesses, tapi He still loves me. And that's the type of meditation that I really invite you guys to do. And then lastly, video. Kita tuh benar-benar kayak nonton video, kita kayak nonton, tapi kita bukan cuma passively watching. We remove ourselves, kita masuk ke dalam gitu, ke dalam scene-nya. And we interact. Like what I mentioned, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man, let's change it. He saw a girl named Cindy sitting at the tax booth, or sitting at her pile of sins. "Follow me," he said. And how would I react? What is my answer? God is calling me. Jesus is calling me. Right now, personally, he's calling me. What do I do? Will I be like Matthew? Or will I be like, you know, like the other readings? Okay, so I have to take care of this, I have to take care of that. So, but. You know, if God calls us to do something, He will prepare for us. He doesn't call the prepared, He prepares the call. So that's pretty much it. And then, you know, it says here, God... Jesus comes and sits with the tax collectors and sinners. And I already asked you guys, I mean, do you guys have people who you think are the tax collectors? You label them your tax collectors, your sinners. And what do? You know what Jesus did, but what do? And sometimes we have these questions. Sometimes we have these questions when kita lagi doa and meditate. And they might be the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you don't have the answer. Sometimes you have those questions, you ask them, God, I don't know the answer. Who are the sinners in my life? Do I ever label anybody a sinner? And then you stay quiet and you listen for the answer. And sometimes you don't get the answer right away, but you will get the answer. Sooner or later, you will get the answer. So that's the whole thing about meditation. That's how you grow through prayer. And that's how you really get to know God. I hope that helped. Satya, I hope you guys can use that in any way. So maybe that improve our prayer life. So I just want to close with like a 5-minute meditation. You can meditate on what we just talked about. Of course, you're welcome to repeat. Itu yang tadi I mentioned, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on me, the sinner. And I want us to ask ourselves. I really want to encourage us to ask ourselves. Gitu, kayak, Lord, I want to have a prayer life. And I want to encourage all of us to make a commitment with the Lord. I want to have a prayer life, and I want to start with, whatever minutes, an hour, whatever, and just ask for the grace of God so that we can start to have that prayer life together. And I will pray for you, and I hope you will pray for me, because this is a constant battle, like what I mentioned. And this battle will only end when we die. So, might as well have a full, complete armor. And all that starts with prayer. Okay, so I'll make the sign of the cross, and then 5 minutes to meditate, and then I will close.